Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. You might just make it
after all. Whether you're going to make it after all is really a settled question for women in television these days.
Too many women are wearing themselves too thin these days. And what suffers because of that?
Your bowel movements.
Personal life.
Personal life, yes.
Seems like we've moved on to women can't have a life and be successful, like on 30 Rock. Or just forget success altogether. And there are other ways to make it.
Wait, but here's my question. Who are the ladies?
Avi, we're the ladies.
Hannah Horvath and the girls of HBO, taking a cue from the master herself, Elaine on Seinfeld.
Are you serious?
Look, Jerry, we have to have sex to save the friendship.
Sex to save the friendship.
Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus's success has put her a heartbeat away from leader of the free world. That's right, in the HBO comedy series Veep, playing Vice President Selina Meyer.
Sue, did the president call?
No.
Yeah, okay.
In September, Julia won an Emmy for satirizing Washington as the second-in-command in Washington. She spoke with us from the middle of shooting on the Veep set in Baltimore, which seemed a lot more demanding than an average day for Joe Biden.
I'm playing someone who would rather be president. I'm playing somebody who campaigned to be president and in the nomination process really came in third and then was asked to join the ticket after that. So it's sort of perfect because it's second-in-command. It's powerful. And yet powerless. It's a perfect setup for comedy, for sure.
And I have to say, you know, you look nothing like Joe Biden.
Well, that's a miracle.
Yes, indeed.
Nothing against Joe Biden. I think he's great, but I'm glad to be a girl, for starters. Let's start with that.
I think what I love most about this show is how it is faithful to the same kinds of things you would see on the West Wing, but is sort of mercilessly satirizing and taking down a lot of the characters you would see on the West Wing.
Well, yeah, I think, we're really poking fun at everyone, no doubt. And, you know, it's about Washington is a very insular town, actually not unlike show business to a certain extent. And it's a lot of fun to sort of depict these people and their small behaviors and their petty behaviors and their unglamorous ins and outs of life behind the, I'll say curtain, but you know what I mean.
The facade, the cynical
Thank
facade.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. I'm so sorry. I've been shooting for 10 hours straight, and I can't come up with words like facade anymore. All I could come up with was curtain.
You got writers for that, right? You got writers for that. Yeah, there you go. I love that you're so comfortable in the Washington milieu because it is so like show business. Have you ever thought of politics?
Well, not for myself, but I've thought a lot about politics, but not for me personally. I'm very interested in politics in a different kind of way now that I'm playing this part. I mean, I really do enjoy watching things like C-SPAN and bits and pieces that you sort of catch, these in-between moments of all the leaders. I find it, the whole thing, fascinating. I actually, to a certain extent, can't get enough of it.
We're talking with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's a news junkie, we learn right here, actress star of the HBO comedy Veep. Speaking to us from her shooting location in Baltimore, Maryland. And Julia, one of the plot lines in Veep is where your character, who is unmarried, finds herself pregnant.
A while ago, a lot of wine was drunk and Springsteen was listened to. And things got a little bit out of hand.
You stole a car?
We had unprotected sex. And I think I might be pregnant.
It's a possibility, Amy.
I'm not doubting your fertility, ma'am, but an unwed mother, one aneurysm away from the presidency? How do you think that plays?
Is that where you came up with the premise for the pregnancy episode by mining C-SPAN and wondering what one or more of the characters you saw would look like pregnant?
No, we weren't thinking about what she'd look like pregnant, but we were thinking about something that could come into play that would be devastating to her career-wise. And, of course, a pregnancy would be exactly that.
So, you know, we laughed at Lucy in television. We really rooted for Mary Tyler Moore as a woman in a position where she's going to make it after all. For Selina Meyer, are we rooting for her and women like her in this era of television, or is it more of we revel in their failures and imperfections, which might mirror some of the ways Hillary Clinton has been treated?
Well, I mean, I have the utmost respect for Hillary Clinton, but, you know, I don't know. Are you rooting for Selina Meyer? I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun to play the daily humiliations that Selena must endure and failures and disappointments. I mean, I think that's where the comedy is. I mean, you know, if anything's looking good for her, something's going to go wrong in the next hour or so. And I don't know. I mean, you tell me, are you rooting for her? Or are you enjoying her many moments of demise?
I think the question is, you know, part of the comedy of a successful woman in a series like Veep these days is in some ways being unflinching about how difficult it is for women in a competitive environment like Washington. It isn't really about token success anymore. It's about the glass ceiling and the reality of working in an environment that's associated with men. And, you know, Mary Tyler Moore was a fabulous kind of fairy tale, but this is much more real.
Yeah, I guess it is, although I will say that I don't think of it so much, and perhaps I should, I don't think of it really so much as a show about feminism and the glass ceiling. I think that a man in this position as vice president, it would be the same kind of funny. I think somehow it's the role of vice president and the fact that really there are only two constitutional duties that the vice president has, and beyond that, you're at the whim of the president. The president might be a man or a woman. Now, maybe it's funnier if it is a woman. I'm not really sure. I haven't given it that much thought, and maybe I should, but I don't approach it that way. I approach it with anger.
Right. Well, do you have a favorite vice president down through history or anyone that you think might look really great in a dress?
Well, what do you think? I think LBJ would be heaven in a dress. What do you think? Heaven.
I'm with you. Agnew?
Agnew? No, I think LBJ's got sort of a softer, maybe more slightly more feminine look than Agnew, and it might have worked better in a dress.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on a great year and your Emmy.
Thanks a million. Yeah. It's been a wild ride thus far, and God, we've only just begun, which is really the most fun about all of it. It's just an incredible job, and I feel very lucky indeed.
And I guess you'll have to run for president and lose to keep the series going, huh?
Oh, I can't imagine a situation in which she would ever run for president and win. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But it might be fun to get to the race.
Absolutely, and hopefully we will get there. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, actress and star of the HBO comedy Veep. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John. Take care.